Holy Family is a place that will turn your life around.
That lofty claim comes from Kaylin O'Neill, a rising senior at Ensley's Holy Family Cristo Rey High School. But she says her experience before coming here was anything but lofty.
Our teachers were telling us, you're just going to be a statistic, and like, you're going to be pregnant before you leave high school. Your brother's not going to make it out. They're going to be drug dealers. So
the teachers were telling you that?
Yeah. So when I was like, you know, I would come home crying every day because it's like, I want to be great.
So she felt they didn't care, and she got in trouble a lot. But now at Holy Family,
it's like they actually care about you. They want you to be great. They're going to push you. You can't fail.
They're not going to let you fail.
No. If you have a D, you can't leave the school. You're going to be at tutoring. So they care. And I never had that anywhere else.
Educators here give out their cell numbers. When Kaylin was struggling to scrape together gas money to get to Holy Family, the school found it for her. She doesn't get in trouble anymore, and she's thinking ahead.
I'm going to be a neonatal neurosurgeon. Let's just say something is going on and they have swelling on the brain. I will go in and, you know, fix it.
It's pretty ambitious. You have steady hands?
Yes.
Speaking of fixing, I used to get in trouble is a common refrain at Holy Family. Rising senior Cameron Taylor knows all about it. He's a little sheepish when I ask what kind of trouble he got into.
Let's say, worried about girls too much, having a bad mouth, trying to fit in with the wrong crowd, and trying to be somebody that I'm not.
It was getting serious.
I got suspended at least 5 times, so it was, man, I was out of control.
Not anymore?
Not anymore. Everything, I am absolutely cool now. Everything is okay.
One thing that showed Cameron why he should get it together was the Cristo Rey Work-Study Program. Students work 1 or 2 days a week at companies and nonprofits all around Birmingham, with their pay going back to the school. Kirk Mitchell coordinates the more than 200 placements. He saw Cameron turn a corner.
He was speaking to a group of 8th graders considering coming to Holy Family in the 9th grade, and he was really open and upfront with these kids. He told them, I'm going to be honest with you all. I got suspended 5 times in the 8th grade, and I was proud of it. But my parents saw that this was a better school for me, and I'm really proud of Cameron, and I think he's on his way to great things.
You think there are other Camerons in the school too?
No doubt. We've got tons of Camerons in this school.
Cameron's favorite subject is calculus. He plays basketball, writes poetry, and dances. He wants to go to Samford University and major in accounting, either to go into that field or to teach math.
I see what these teachers can do. I haven't seen what the counselor, the principal, and, you know, everybody just really care. They really care about your future. And I didn't start to care about my future more ever since I got here. So that's why I really do love this school so much.
For kids with strikes against them, that motivation can be half the battle. Connections help too. Cameron hopes to intern at Fox 6 over the summer and work at an accounting firm next year.
Actually being in a work-study program, it shows you, you know, that even though I'm young, I can still be mature enough to work.
School President Father John Chalmers describes the Cristo Rey formula for turning kids like Cameron around.
We integrate a corporate work-study program with high-quality academic programs, combine it with a little counseling and a little magic sauce along the way, and we wind up with a program that we think does transformative work.
He says it's designed to work in disadvantaged districts.
And so we have a creative funding model. We are funded partly by the students' participation in the corporate work study program, which accounts for about 45% of our revenue. Another 45% of our revenue is in philanthropic support. And the remaining 10% is related to tuition. And that's done on a sliding scale based upon family size and family income.
Students generally pay anywhere from $200 to $1,200 a year. And work-study director Kirk Mitchell says there's a huge payoff.
100% of our graduates have been accepted into college, and the vast majority of those graduates receive scholarship offers as a part of our college counseling process.
So, there's a nondescript school building down the street from a gas station in Ensley. It's a Catholic school, but it takes all persuasions and kids who come in with real issues. And it gets them accepted by colleges.
We're situated in a community that has been hit hard with poverty and, quite frankly, crime. what we have going on at Holy Family Crystal Ray is really a solution, and we're providing a way for students to live a better life.
For WBHM and The Junction, I'm Dan Carson.